The Fado House of Argentina Santos. The women here are of a certain age. Their doubles hang in black and white on the walls. Photos showing the wailing women of 1930s Lisbon, hair set in birds' nests, eyebrows penciled. The ancient doyenne, queen of the fadistas, sits in her lair by the door, a hawk in navy blue. A serving hatch cut into the azulejo-tiled walls frames her elder sister, faithful retainer in black and broderie anglaise. Her task is to fix lace doilies into bread baskets and spy. Not a word passes between her and the others, middle-aged meninas spilling out of their worn needlepoint bibs, pinned in by tight bows at the waist. Nightly they dance their angry fandango on fallen arches and varicose veins, battling in the time between fados to get the tubs of bacalao down to the trestles where the drunken tourists wait. On the half hour, lights are flicked off. A silver-haired fadista steps from the shadows. Cradling herself in a fringed shawl, she opens her throat and ululates in broken tremolo for the old dreams, for Lisboa, for what was lost. And her frilled serving sisters stomp the dough-white flesh of their calves and scowl, and Argentina Santos watches from the door.